HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
India's COVID-19 situation remains hugely concerning, with several states continuing to see a worrying number of cases, hospitalizations and deaths, WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said on Friday, warning that the pandemic's second year will be far more deadly than the first for the world. Ghebreyesus added that the WHO is responding to the COVID-19 surge in India and has shipped thousands of oxygen concentrators, tents for mobile field hospitals, masks and other medical supplies. India's COVID-19 tally crossed the 10 million mark on December 19 and in under 6 months it has doubled, surpassing the grim milestone of 20 million cases on May 4. The origin of the novel coronavirus is still unclear and the theory that it was caused by a laboratory leak needs to be taken seriously until there is a rigorous data-led investigation that proves it wrong, a group of leading scientists said. COVID-19, which emerged in China in late 2019, has killed 3.34 million people, cost the world trillions of dollars in lost income and upended normal life for billions of people. More investigation is still needed to determine the origin of the pandemic, said the 18 scientists, including Ravindra Gupta, a clinical microbiologist at the University of Cambridge, and Jesse Bloom, who studies the evolution of viruses at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center. The central government-owned integrated vaccine complex HLL Biotech Limited at Chingalpattu, 63 kilometers from Chennai, could start producing COVID-19 vaccines in the next 6 months provided it gets all clearances, a senior company official, who did not wish to be named, said on Friday. The plant, when fully operational, would have capacity to produce 1 billion vaccines annually, he added. HLL floated an expression of interest in January and was in talks with major and mid-level players, which included pharma companies and biotech groups looking to make an entry into the vaccine market. A tender was floated at the end of March and bids can be submitted till May 31. Alphabet Incorporated's Google on Friday said that it is leading nearly 30 companies and trade organizations to oppose a lawsuit that seeks to stop thousands of spouses of foreign workers on H-1B visa from working in the United States. Catherine Lacavera, VP, Legal at Google, said in a blog post that a fair immigration system is necessary to preserve America's laudable history of welcoming immigrants from different parts of the world and to fuel a virtuous cycle of innovation. The spouses of H-1B visa holders, a majority from India and China, receive H-4 visas and only in certain cases, they can apply for an employment authorization document. Earlier, the work permit was usually given to H-4 visa holders where their H-1B spouses were well on track to receive a permanent resident card, also known as a green card. At least 12 people were killed in a mosque blast on the outskirts of the Afghan capital on Friday, shattering the calm on the second day of a holiday ceasefire between the warring Taliban and government forces. Among those killed was the imam, who was leading Friday prayers at the mosque for the Muslim festival of Eid al-Fitr. More than a dozen people were wounded. No group has so far claimed the attack and the Taliban denied responsibility.
You were listening to the HD Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HD Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HD Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.